York City, but hadn't been for you know who, going to visit her. So that's the sorriest ass place I've ever. Of course, I haven't been all over.
Okay, folks. Okay, we're back. Logan was asking if Hurricane Sandy or Tropical Storm Sandy went ahead and hit New York, and all I can say to that is let's hope here. I mean, the world isn't going to end here by Hurricane Sandy, but I really wouldn't mind if it went ahead and flooded out went ahead and sort of temporarily cleansed a shithole. Like New York and New Jersey of a bunch of niggers and gooks and faggots, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. New York, 99% of everybody I saw was non-white. A good chunk of them are Jews. And, I mean, you don't even have too many pure niggers. You got Chinatown for, I guess, pure gooks. But you got a lot of it's a lot of Muslims. And not just Muslims, a lot of Muslims and a lot of Mexicans. Those damn Mexicans are all over. Hell, they're in Canada. I mean, those damn
beings. They're in Alaska, too.
Yeah. Basically, they, communist China and China. Of course, the Chinese in America demand a bigger, a better wage. But basically, those beaners, go with, basically, they go wherever the low paying jobs are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was having Pastor John Britton go ahead and say how these Indians, they got all mad at all these beaners coming in, and they pretty well made this logging company deport all the Mexicans. You know what I mean? Or at least most of them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so these Indians ain't that crazy about all these damn Mexicans here. From what I gather, though, let's see. They declared states of emergency from North Carolina to Maine.
Yeah.
And it's made its way north after killing 65 people in the Caribbean, probably Haitian niggers. And let me see, it's about...
Haitian, yeah, I think...
It says it's Hurricane Sandy is 270 miles east-southeast at 5 p.m. Let me see, and 530 is moving northeast at 15 mile an hour. So, essentially, it hasn't made landfill. It hasn't made landfill yet here. But they're, pretty well, from what I gather, expecting it to go ahead and hit North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and up to New York here. So they're talking about, can make landfill anywhere between Maryland and southern New England. So, in case, they're talking about somewhere probably hitting in Delaware and, the New York, New Jersey area. So they're talking about storm surge 6 to 11 feet. Well, folks, I wouldn't mind. I would not mind in the least. If, essentially it went ahead and, cleared it out. Now, I had a little joke here about Hurricane Irwin. Pretty well these niggers wishing that, saying don't name a hurricane after a Jew name, because if it hits Jew Orleans or something like that, it won't even go ahead and clip the paint off of a pawn shop here. They said what happens though is that niggers are sort of hoping to, Sandy is essentially a Whigger name here. They're sort of hoping that if it goes ahead and hits around New Orleans, they'll have a nigger name like Shaniqua, or Jamal. You know what I mean? See, a hurricane with a nigger name will usually not mount to worth a damn shit here. I mean, a hurricane with a nigger name will be sort of lazy and not good for much. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
What happened to Hurricane Irwin was sort of bad here. It wasn't that bad here. It didn't hit New Orleans that much, but it did leave a whole bunch of water here, and pretty well that's what the niggers were bitching about, is that a hurricane named after Jew here, if it's going to hit New Orleans, they ought to go ahead, where niggers live, they ought to go ahead and have hurricanes named after niggers, because a hurricane named after a nigger won't amount to nothing. You know what I mean? So anyway, let's see here. Oh, I'm sort of orders evacuation of New York City's low-lying areas here. So, any case, there ain't really that much going on. It was last Halloween I had probably the biggest show of the movement turned when I had Eli James come in after he, quote, excommunicated me for naming Brian Real as a Mamzer and using his name and all that here. And probably what I might very well do, I may have a short show tonight. Because yeah. There isn't a whole awful lot other than Bitch Tits Bill going ahead and getting screwed up here. Pretty well it looks like Andy Donner pretty well left. Pretty well in the last couple, this last week, what with Bitch Tits Bill going ahead and talking about how Hal Turner is a rat and all this sort of thing, pretty well there's been a big stink about how Hadding is advancing, is talking shit about Edgar Steele, but he's advancing old Kevin Alfred Strom, saying that Kevin Alfred Strom wasn't a pedophile. And pretty well, you have a whole bunch of people just getting down on Hadding for being a total meerkat fluffer.
Well, that's all he is. I mean, he's a total, basically, he gets on Carol Yeager's show and kisses her ass. And basically, neither one of them is hardcore on the Jew. I mean, they did the Henry Ford Hour or whatever.
Well, the thing about Hadding is that Hadding, I guess, thinks Henry Ford is a total fucktard because Henry Ford believed that the protocols were true. You know what I mean?
Henry Ford had a lot more on the ball than Hadding. I mean, shit.
Hadding thinks it's a forgery, but here he is talking about that here. And here's essentially old Carolyn Yeager. She's just a nasty old skank here who's never got any dick in her life here. And essentially the reason she puts up with Hadding is because he's a meerkat. He'll go ahead and lick her nasty old twat here and say, yes, yo, yes, Carolyn, no, Carolyn, three bags full, Carolyn.
That's
in the meantime,
going on.
Meanwhile, her little co-host, Tan Stoffel, essentially is a Sicilian Guido Jew like Emma Heiser.
Him and his wife are both Jews. I mean, his wife.
Well, his wife's a Jew, too. You know, his wife is a Jew, and he's supposedly a Sicilian. You know what I mean? Which means he's a Guido Jew of some sort. And here she is whining about Greg, about Greg Johnson. Now, oh man, old Greggy probably more likely is a faggot. I don't know that for sure. I'm not going to go ahead and find out for sure because, hell, old Greggy is where he belongs. Heck, that kind of sort of should go to San Thanks Crisco here. You know what I mean? And, hey, Greggy don't cause me no trouble.
Even if Greg Johnson is not a fag, which he probably is, he takes up for fags, and basically he's like a libertard or whatever, and basically he's like an atheist. I mean, he doesn't believe in the Bible, so, you know, I have no reason to support any white nationalist that's a total atheist and cannot get along with dual seed line. I mean...
Well, Greggy's never caused me any trouble. I mean, I don't really care what Greggy does. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is, I don't have much use for him, but I don't really give a damn what he does. You know, I'm not going to... Hey, look, I'm not obsessed with Greggy, and I don't have a problem with him, but I have a problem with Jews like Eli James and Vincer and Obi-Wan Kenobi or whatever.
Yeah, and Finkelschini, and essentially what happens is that I do have a problem with VNNF. Yo, tards. Essentially, VNNF here has become nothing more than just a bunch of Jews and Wiggers and Mamzers and essentially posers. I mean, folks, the most dangerous form to be on is VNNF here. I mean, shoot. Trader Glenn Miller, an informant. Pretty well, if you go ahead and get on there, you'll be like a tard, like poor old, what was his name, Kevin Harpham, Joe Snuffy. I mean, hell, they'll just go ahead and find your stupid ass here and frame you, or you'll get stupid notions and you'll do something stupid, then you'll plead guilty and get 32 years in prison here. I mean, shoot, quite a few people going to jail over on VNNF here. And Linder, I think, is a Jew himself here. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a self-loathing Jew.
Basically, Linder, so basically everybody that hangs out with Alex Linder ends up getting arrested or going to jail or something bad happens to them.
Well, if they're Wigger, they end up going, you know, something goes in trouble with them here. I mean, shit. You know, Linder used to run around with Hal Turner. You know, he figured out Hal Turner was a lying piece of shit. He went around with Bitch Tits Bill White, figured out Bitch Tits was a lying, self-aggrandizing, narcissistic piece of shit. But so is Linder. You know what I mean? And essentially, all it is just done by Todd Corral. So, essentially, I think Covington went ahead and found out what Hadding was doing for me. Because, the question was, who's this Thomas Ellsworth or something like that? Well, the point out is that he was some character who supposedly hung around Covington a number of years ago and supposedly made a suggestion for what Covington go ahead and play for some music. And essentially, he got banned for saying, A, something nice about Covington on a different forum, but he also got banned for talking about how Alex Linder is a Jew boy with Jew ascades here. He has Crohn's. I mean, that's why Linder insists that he don't have Crohn's. He has, you know, ulcerative colitis, a.k.a. Aryan ascades. Well, folks, he's a Jew. I wouldn't listen to him telling the truth about anything, and certainly not about him having a Jew genetic autoimmune deficiency disease. You know, why in the world do you listen to a character like Alex Linder? And essentially, what happens, Hadding is just another colostomy bag licker for Alex Linder. Of all the people who used to be on, with Pierce, Hadding's the only one who really is, you know, remaining here pretty well. And that's why Covington didn't have a problem with Hadding running off to VNNF here, because that's where he belongs here. That's where he belongs.
Yeah.
That's where old Hadding belongs here. And on places like the Wigger Network with Carolyn Yeager. You know, here he is, essentially reading about the International Jew by Henry Ford, and he believes that Henry Ford was full of shit. I wouldn't have somebody on that doing the International Jew Hour with about Henry Ford if essentially you believe Henry Ford was full of shit and that you're too smart to believe.
Ford's full of shit, but she's going to kiss Hadding's ass and let him, you know, bash him and everything. And basically, Carolyn Yeager, like you said, she's just pretty much hard up to take any Jew, any Wigger, anybody that'll do a show with her, you know.
Yeah, she'll put up with about anybody who'll go ahead and put up with her here. You know what I mean? People are getting tired of this sort of crap here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
So, yeah, it's Jew, you know, insurance companies are scared of a Romney victory here. Well, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, folks, it really doesn't matter to me. It doesn't really matter at all to me. I mean, whatever happens, either way, you're going to get fucked. If the nigger goes ahead and wins re-selection, he's going to go ahead and he's not going to have to worry about another term, at least not legally. He's just going to go ahead and do all the shit that this nigger thinks he wants to get away with. Right?
Yeah.
Whereas if old Mittens wins, he's just a piece of shit. He'll go ahead and suck Israel's ass here. Lick it, you know, not only lick it on both cheeks, you know, kiss on both cheeks, but put some tongue down the middle. You know what I mean?
I mean, both of them are going to destroy the country, and they're both going to, basically, the thing about Obama is he does have some sympathy for the Muslims, and that's the reason why he has not attacked Iran yet, you know.
Well, what happens is at least he has a little bit more fucking sense here. At least he has a foreign policy other than do what the Jews tell him to. I mean, he's able to figure out is that we didn't win in Iraq and we're getting our butts whooped in Afghanistan. Not all at once here. We're just being ground down. The Jeeps are being ground down, and that's why he's been essentially undoing the wars that Bushy, you know, got Zog into. You know, and pretty well what boiled down to, here they're bitching that they got kicked out because of the status of forces agreement. Well, folks, once you went ahead and overcame Saddam Hussein, you killed Saddam Hussein's kids, you go ahead and, you know, turned over Saddam Hussein to be hung, and there were no weapons of mass destruction, there never was. Once you've gone ahead and conquered that country and you're staying in because you love these ragheads so much that you want to go ahead and make them build democracy and love the Jews, something that's never going to fucking happen as long as there's a single freaking raghead over there. Yeah. I mean, essentially, once you're claiming that you're there because they want you there, well, how can you go ahead and not sign a status of forces agreement to where essentially they insist that if your soldiers are killing and raping, you know, raping Muslims, you know, and, you know, killing them for no damn good reason and raping their daughters and doing all this sort of thing, and they insist
that all they're doing is sowing more hatred for the Muslims, not only to hate the Jews, but to hate, well, basically white America. You know, you could say America, but, you know, because America used to be considered a white, for mostly white country, and all the Jews are doing is destroying this country, and they're going to get all the communist and all the Muslim countries to basically hate America and do more shit. You know, basically most of this shit has been staged like 9/11, but...
Well, it was all together staged. So when you're claiming that you're over there because they want you to be there, and then essentially the new Shiite government goes ahead and says, well, okay, we'll let you be here, but only if you go ahead and agree that if American troops go ahead and rape, you know, little Iraqi, 14-year-old Iraqi girls like happened at Haditha, and essentially they need to be tried in a civilian court for committing crimes against our people. And you say, well, no, we're not going to allow that to happen. And they say, well, then if you're not going to allow it to happen, then you're not really welcome there. And you're claiming you're there because they want you there. And they now say they don't want you there unless you agree. Well, essentially they went ahead and pulled them all out.
None of these Muslim countries have wanted us there.
They never wanted us there. They never wanted us there.
That Saudi Arabia, and for a while, was it Pakistan, some of these other countries, the only reason that some of these countries have been our ally for a short period of time is the damn Jews have used the coffers of the U.S. taxpayer, and they bribed them and bought them off and give them a bunch of...
Well, they bought off the big ragheads. I mean, essentially... That was what started this Al-Qaeda thing here way back in the 1990s. Essentially, Osama bin Laden, he got all pissed off at infidels being on, as he looked at, holy soil in Saudi Arabia. He wanted them out there, and they wouldn't go ahead and do it. So, essentially, eventually, they did go ahead and move out. Essentially, we have, there's a bunch of, you know, the Saudi Arabian family is just a bunch of crooked bandits who got propped up first by the British and then by the Americans, and essentially, well, like in Bahrain, you end up having a Sunni king and a Shiite population to where they want to change kings here. And, you know, old Mittens doesn't seem to realize any more than Dumb you did, is that when you end up having Arab democracy, the very first people that go ahead and come to power is the Muslim Brotherhood, is the Islamic Brotherhood. I mean, essentially, you go ahead and you have democracy in Arab countries, they're going to go ahead and vote for Hamas like they did in Palestine, or they're going to vote for Hezbollah. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
That's who they're going to vote for. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
So, it's sort of stupid to go ahead and claim But you're for democracy as opposed to the corrupt regime, because hey, usually if you go ahead and let them have a vote, they're going to go ahead and vote to put women in burqas and cut off their clitorises and not let them go to school. I mean, that's exactly what the hell they're going to vote for, because that's the way they look at things here. They don't want any uppity Jew cunts running around telling them what to do, do they? Hell, at least these freaking Muslims have a lot more fucking sense than Uyghurs do. I mean, at least these Muslims know what they want. They want Sharia law. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, I agree.
They don't really want to go ahead and screw Sarah Silverman here. You know what I mean? They want to go ahead and chop off, pull her tongue out, chop her head off here, which really makes a lot of sense here, really, once you think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, all those Jews, especially some of those, nasty comedian Jews, they're just filthy.
They think they're funny here. They're not Jew. You know what I mean?
All Jews think they're funny.
Well, sort of like Newskike here. He thinks he's fucking funny. You know what I mean? He thinks he's the cleverest little Jew boy ever here. You know what I mean? And then he gets all pissed off here when I just call him a freaking Jew boy. And tell him he ain't fooling me because he's just a fucking kike here. Last time I was on, 2 weeks ago. Well, a week or so ago. He got all mad here because essentially, hell, I just said whatever the hell I wanted to on his worthless Jew show here. So last night, he just sort of cut 3 hours because, he didn't want me calling in and, fucking with him here. And I didn't feel like calling in. I mean, shoot, the only time he ends up getting even Nimtards to listen to him is when I'm there chewing on his kike ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one wants to pay much attention to the worthless bastard. So, any case,
I mean, the only reason I went on the show, I went one time. I've never been back. I've never listened. I mean, I really didn't enjoy having to listen to his monologue. He took forever before he finally unmuted me. But, he's just... Anyway, I don't get anything out of these Jews talk radio. I've never got anything out of Visser or Eli James or I mean, I did listen to Fink one time when he was teaching Nazi Germany, but he took forever to get the information out. I mean, I don't, basically, I mean, there's some people that like him, but not me. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't much care for him. Anyway, pretty well, you probably weren't with me at Halloween, December 2010, but I was looking at the chat line from around the time I found Brian real name here and what he really looked like here. I knew he was a Mamzer, and essentially you have the same Mamzers, you have the same Jews, and they act exactly like they do today. There's no change in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
No change in them at all. They act according to their nature, and there is no change in them. So anyway, I went ahead and dropped my MP3 player. So I don't know. I'm thinking of just going ahead and calling it a night, fairly quick tonight here, catching up with my shows. Let me see here. Well, what happens? Newskike has the intern. I mean, essentially, the intern is just his little meerkat. The intern is a, he's an epileptic, retarded Mamzer faggot here. The intern doesn't really want me around because I'll rip him a whole new one quite a bit here. So, anyway, that's what the Newskike will do. He'll go ahead and yak for about, an hour and a half about, what he thinks is important about the news that's going on. And then he'll go ahead and let Mongoloid Hardy go on. And Mongoloid, from my gather, old Mongoloid is just a fat Uyghur retard. You know what I mean? You can't go ahead and trust him.
I don't know, Mom. Is that the intern?
Yeah, I went ahead and cut myself off here. Hold on here.
Did you get cut off the chat room?
Yeah.
You are now joining the call.
Sports. Recorded live.
You are unmuted.
Okay, folks, I went ahead and dropped my MP3 player, and I went ahead and set myself off here. Anyway, folks, I'm thinking of going ahead and having a short show tonight, and then when I re-engineer it, pretty well having some bits and pieces from 2 years ago, fighting with Eli James. But what strikes me is that none of the stuff has really changed. Eli James hasn't changed. He's still just a Jew trying to go ahead and get in. You have these Mamzers that know they're Mamzers, be they Rebecca Mache or Victor Switzer or Brian Rio, and they know they don't belong, and yet they insist upon being with us and pretty well trying to destroy our, trying to go ahead and destroy us. You know what I mean? By being among us here. You know what I mean? Insisting that they can take down web pages, insisting upon this, and insisting upon that. And there's no changing them. There's no changing them at all, is there?
No, there's not.
None. None at all. Anyway, I think I'll go ahead and call it a night here, unless you had anything. What do you want to do on your show, Friday night, although we should have a Thursday before that.
I told Gary if we can work out a way for him, because now, first time that he was on my show, I did a conference call on my cell phone, and we didn't get dropped. Last Friday, he got dropped 30 or 40 times, so unless, I don't think he's too keen, he don't really get on a computer, I don't think he's too keen about coming into the chat as a guest. I think he wants to do a conference call, so unless I get my phone out, he may not be able to do it, show with me next Friday. But he would like to do a show, the first 30 minutes. And then basically, I'm reading some old lost books right now, and I know Papa Cat posted the Cave of Treasures. But we finished the book of Mark.
Do you want to go ahead and do the book of treasures? Start with the Book of Treasures then?
Well, that's a big book, but yeah, we can do it. I mean, I've got it printed out at home. I bought it from Wickstrom, but people can follow me online at that link that Papa Cat had.
Okay. We'll go ahead and do that Thursday.
That's fine. That's fine.
Pretty much.
We can do Cave of Treasures. That's fine.
Okay, and pretty much I've covered... I think I've covered pretty well tonight. There really isn't that much going on other than, I don't know. I, in many cases, run out of material. I could go ahead and talk again and again and again about stuff, which I used to go ahead and see. But, folks, I have, 250, close to 300 shows. I've 250 to 300 shows. With about what's gone on in the past here. And pretty well, the thing that really covered was poor old bitch tits going ahead and getting screwed. And then looking back at what happened 2 years ago. And I think pretty well I'll go ahead and, here I am looking at episode number 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 20 and, 59. And essentially, you have the same old Whiggers and the same old Mamzers and the same old Jews doing the same old shit here. None of these people are going to go ahead and turn over a new leaf, are they?
No, they're not.
They're not. They're going to do the same thing that they always do, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, Jews don't change.
Jews don't change. And Whiggers really... Whiggers can maybe change, but most of the time they don't choose to do so, do they?
Yeah, most Whiggers do not want to change. I mean, basically, they have to repent, they have to come to their senses, and the majority of Whiggers, it's so hard for them to break their programming, it's so hard for them to break
tradition. You went Darth Vader on me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, it don't matter here. I think we're going to go ahead and call it a night here in a few minutes.
Hey, real quick.
And wiggers don't change, do they?
No, the majority of wiggers, unless they have a deep burning desire to wake up to and claim their heritage. See, most wiggers, they don't want the responsibility of being Israelites. Most wiggers are real
fast. What happened 3,400 years ago? 3,450 years ago? I mean, around the time of the Exodus here. Yahweh ended up having to kill about, what, 99.999% of them? They went ahead and whined like pussies, said, oh, would to God that we, were there no graves in Egypt here? And they whined that crap so much that finally Yahweh went ahead and got pissed off and said, okay, you goofy bastards, you wanted graves in the desert? I'll give you graves in the desert. Every single one of you, beyond the age of 20, is going to die. Except for, what, Joshua and Caleb, you know, maybe their wives, and maybe, and essentially, before you cross over Jordan, I'm going to kill off Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm going to kill them all off here, and essentially, by the time it comes time to cross over, I'm going to leave Joshua, Caleb, maybe their wives, maybe one or two others who you didn't really hear of, and essentially, the rest of you are going to die, you goofy bastards. I've had enough of your shit. I've had enough of your shit. If you were a slave, you were born a slave, you don't want to change, I'm not going to dick with you. And that's exactly what happened. It was a totally new generation. It was essentially a new fighting force. There wasn't anybody among, it was no longer a mixed multitude. It was divided into 13 tribes, each with their own setting, each with their own place in the army, and there was no Israelites younger than 39 years old. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and they were, they were disciplined, and they were ready to go ahead and cross, when they crossed over Jordan and came in from the east side, they were ready to slaughter Canaanites, weren't they? And that's what they did.
Throughout history,
what's it all about? Yeah, Zogbuster is right. I mean, wiggers simply react here, and generally, it takes suffering, and it takes thinking, and it takes Christ to call you in order to go ahead and raise you from being a herd animal into being a white Adamic Israelite here. And you've got to go ahead and fight against your wigger programming. I mean, that's what I call the public school system. I call it the wigger factory. Because it goes ahead and takes...
The public school system and the Judeo-Christian churches, because they say the Jews are God's chosen people, white, nigger, gook, brown-skinned mongrel, we're all Gentiles, we're all brothers, and that you can race mix, intermarry.
Well, all this shit is really less than 100 years old or so. Most of this shit is less than 50 years old. I mean, it used to be that white people knew what niggers were, you know what I mean? And knew that they belonged with a master, and they belonged pretty well through with their thumb, on their necks here, put on their necks to keep them from raping white women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It used to be in Great Britain, they taught all the school children 50 or 70 years ago that they were Israelites, and now they're taught they're Gentiles and the Jews are God's chosen people. And, hell, Nazi Germany, they may not have known that the Jews were Satan's kids, but they knew they were devils, and they knew they were trouble. And basically, Martin Luther, even before Nazi Germany, Martin Luther knew the Jews were blood suckers. And
well, he used to think they were all good, but, a righteous Jew, a wet Jew, went ahead and let him look at the copy of the Talmud, and Martin Luther, he went ahead and he read portions of the Talmud, and he got a little bit pissed off at what he found out. So he wrote a little book call concerning the Jews and their lives, essentially what boils down to is burn those dirty lying Jews. Go ahead and burn those dirty lying Jews' synagogues down and burn down their houses and essentially make these worthless bastards work. You know what I mean? And if they get up, they just go ahead and kill them here, and essentially they're going to whine like pussies about how they've been badly treated, so you might as well give them something real to bitch about. You know what I mean? So for once that they ain't lying. I mean, he really was pretty well pissed off at them damn Jews, and essentially used to sort of believe that they were, you know, I mean, folks, people have always known that Jews are no damn good. You know what I mean? It's only in the last, 40-30 years here, you know, especially, you know, since the Holocaust horseshit. Folks, Menachem Begin, when he went ahead and wrote The Revolt 1952-1953, he knew better than Yap about the Holocaust. You know what I mean? Because actually there were a bunch of Americans who knew, you know, better here. And remember Henry Ford knew these Jews were no damn good here. But now you have this bowel movement that's run by Jews and run by Mamzers and run by worthless Uyghurs and Femnishevics who can't get any dick here. I mean, you know, Hadding, if you really want to go ahead and have old Carolyn, you know, if you want to go ahead and be control of the colostomy bag, you ought to wave your wanger in front of old Carolyn here and see if she won't snap that thing up here. You know what I mean? So, in any case, I think I'll go ahead, and there's really nothing much changed other than poor old bitch tits found out that he's probably going to get at least another 10 years, probably more, because they have to fuck him. Poor old bitch tits.
Yeah, and if somebody told me bitch tits used to be a millionaire, I don't know where he made all his money, but supposedly he had
he used to have money. He used to have some, you know, from what I get is, you know, when I first heard of bitch tits was way back in the 80s.
A better lawyer, I'll tell you what, maybe a lawyer could have got him a better deal.
No lawyer could have got him a better deal.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out to fuck old bitch. I mean, one of them's bitch tits did go ahead, essentially, and pull his pecker in the sort of old chopping block in his neck, too, here. I mean, he didn't need to go ahead and scream, and certainly scream about Chicago Jews who are all pissed off about Matt Hale. I mean, Matt Hale, really, I didn't think was that brave here. You had this one character named Benjamin Smith who went ahead on a rampage on the 4th of July weekend in this liberal Illinois college town. He shot a gook and he shot a nigger. You know what I mean?
I remember that.
And, they were pissing and moaning. And, you know, see, I actually read the 30-page, you know, this morning, and they're all freaking scared shitless of Nazis and white supremacists and all this sort of thing. And if you go ahead and make a specific threat here, they're going to take you seriously and they're going to fuck you up here. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the truth of the matter is I got a bunch of these characters scared shitless here that I'm going to go ahead and pry on poison them here and make them eat their nuts and skin them alive. And yeah, I sort of do want to do that, but at least I have enough sense not to go ahead and name anybody specifically with an imminent threat here. But folks, you have no idea when this shit's going to start. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have no idea. I mean, folks, bitch tit sort of thought he was right on the line and that he wasn't on the other side of the line, and essentially, you know, the 7th U.S. District Court of Appeals said, well, hey, no, bitch tits, you crossed the line, you know, into advocacy of violence, and therefore, you know, you went ahead and essentially threatened this Jew faggot foreman who went ahead and, you know, helped us put old Matt Hale away, and essentially, bitch tits is going to get at least 10 years.
Yep.
You know what I mean? At least 10 years, probably more. He hasn't been sentenced here. So, no, bitch tits has just found out shit and he's about to get screwed. And I feel a little bit sorry for him, but on the other hand, you gotta realize that he did bring a lot of this shit down on himself here, and rightfully so. I remember when he was talking about Libertunes. He used to make fun of Libertunes. And what he said about Libertunes is right. Libertunes are Whiggers and Jews. And Whiggers want to be Jews here. They're Ayn Rand's, you know, ass-licking pieces of Whigger shit who essentially want to, well, they actually are scared of niggers. They actually do not like niggers, but they want to pretend to love niggers. And essentially, I've been kicked out of the Libertune Party. I mean, I've met Libertunes. And Bill White used to be part, you know, remember, he used to be Libertarian National Socialist, you know what I mean? That's what he used to call something. He used to call it Libertarian National Socialist Movement, LSM.
Yep.
And essentially, you know, Bitch Tits, you know, used to live in Maryland with his parents. And he used to make fun big time of Libertunes in Maryland. And he was absolutely right. They were just nothing more than pieces of stupid Whigger shit at best. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's when I first heard about Bill White. Then later on, he became a Nazi or something like that here. And, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know. A Bitch Tits Bill is sort of like me, but far more of a, you know, of a blowhard and essentially not Christian identity. And, you know, I mean, I've often wondered if Bitch Tits isn't part Jewish, because he pulled a Jew trick a couple of years ago of saying that Christian identity is based upon the Kabbalah or the Talmud, and Jews pull that crap like Richard Niemöller. So I don't know. I mean, Bitch Tits still don't have a pass with me, but I do feel sorry for old Bitch Tits. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah.
I might go ahead and send him $10 for his commissary fund when he's locked up in prison. How's that? You know what I mean?
$10 isn't much. I mean,
well,
no, I don't know him well enough to send him shit, because I don't
know enough about him. I mean, you know, I did ask here with John Gerhart if they were going to do anything for him, and essentially, you know, John Gerhart said, well, first of all, he's going ass to mouth Trevor Glenn Miller and Alex Linder. He's talking shit about the order. He talks shit about you. And then second of all, we have a lot more prisoners of war who deserve our assistance a lot more than Bitch Tits. You know, essentially Gerhart told me if I wanted to do something about it, I could. But, you know, Euro folks and Libra wasn't going to do anything for Bitch Tits. And essentially, I decided to drop it. I don't know why your phone, but it sounds like it's chimping out all the time. You end up having that problem.
Tonight, my battery's kind of low, and I'm having to plug it in, and I've got the cord close to the computer, so I think if my phone had a full charge, it would be doing better.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and call it a night, and Tuesday night show, I'm not sure what to do it about yet here. I'm going to have to work on it, and I'll get...
Okay, so you're still going to have a Tuesday night show?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a Tuesday night show. Essentially, I'm going to go ahead and download something by Bertrand Comparet along with a sermon, and then if anything, I'll go ahead and, you know, talk about it here. I'm not sure where to go with the second portion of Comparet's show about the flood, or whether or not to go ahead and, you know, do the man and beast one here. Essentially, I'll go ahead and cover Bertrand Comparet, and essentially Obagender Bender and Visser, while they're pissing and moaning about it already. But Visser didn't call Comparet a Mamzer. He did call Wesley Swift and Pastor Butler a Mamzer. And, Visser's just a Mamzer. He's just a lying piece of shit. And pretty well, I think everybody's figured out he's a Mamzer here. He was running around last night on the Newscock show, and so was Obagender Bender. And then pretty well, me and Zogbuster made a lot of fun of Obagender Bender. So Obagender Bender ran off or had to work at the truck stop or whatever. Anyway, I'll be doing a Tuesday night show, and I'll go ahead and finish this one off with excerpts from 2 years ago, and I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night, okay?
Okay, hello, Victory.
All right.
I'll try to listen Tuesday night, and then I'll try to call in Thursday night.
All right, yeah. Well, what happens is that, you know, Tuesday night really isn't a call-in. Is a call-in thing unless I go ahead and ask for somebody to call in. I don't know if you went ahead and heard the previous Tuesday, but at least about the first half hour, 45 minutes, I'll already have something that I'm just going to go ahead and play streaming video with Bertrand Comparé on. You know what I mean?
So that's
what I usually do. And then I go ahead and expound on what Comparé wrote here back then and just leave it at that here most of the time. Okay?
Sounds good.
All righty. Well, I'll talk to you later then, and we'll see you Thursday night then, or Tuesday or Thursday, okay?
Hail victory.
All right. Hail victory. Okay, folks. I went ahead and dropped that. So, folks, that's it for the live portion of tonight's show. I'll probably go ahead and add Eli James's whining and kvetching from 2 years ago. There isn't really anything major other than Hadding is becoming more and more and more of an open cast fluffer, and that poor old bitch tits got at least 10 years. So, let's just go ahead and leave it at that, and I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to say hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.